I have been encouraged to write a book at more times in my life than I can recall. The reality was that I did not want to write a book. Why not? Because I did not believe I could find the time in my busy work and family life schedule. What I do have in my possession, however, are numerous blog posts, most of which are about family law and divorce. These blogs include information that can help prepare individuals who are contemplating a divorce for the challenges they will face prior to, during, and after the divorce process. So rather than write a book, I decided to aggregate, curate, and update some of my most popular blog posts from the past few years. As you go through this collection, don't feel you have to read it like a book. Use it as a reference to prepare yourself for the process, and then use it as something you can go back to when you need it. Scan it and find the posts that relate to you during the different stages of the process, or read every single word of every post. However you approach this book, I hope you will find a nugget or three that will help you reach and achieve your goals. Are you contemplating divorce but have no clue where to begin? Did your spouse already have you served with a citation and an original petition for divorce? Are you seriously concerned with protecting your rights? Do you know how custody will be decided for your children? If you have questions like these and others, then this book is the ideal place to begin your Texas divorce education. To successfully launch your divorce education, the information in this book has been organized in a way to introduce you to each phase of the divorce process. Chapter 1. 15 Steps to Take When Preparing for Your Divorce lists 15 things you should consider doing as you prepare to seek a divorce in Texas. Chapter 2. 6 Tips Before You Meet with a Divorce Lawyer provides additional information on getting ready for a divorce and, in particular, how you can prepare to meet with a divorce lawyer to maximize your time and get your questions answered. Chapter 3. 9 Questions to Ask Yourself and the Divorce Lawyer Before You Hire One helps you figure out how to choose a divorce attorney to represent you. This may be the most important step in your case. It is important to be selective. I'll explain what characteristics you should look for in an attorney before you make a hiring decision. Your future and the future of your children will depend in great part on the counsel you choose to represent your interests and protect your rights. Chapter 4. Texas Divorce Basics introduces you to the basic process and the key issues in Texas divorce. Many people believe a divorce is a simple matter of filling out some forms and changing their status from married to single. However, it's much more than that. Chapter 5. Can I get a legal separation or common law divorce? Answers two of the questions I get asked most frequently during my consult. Chapter 6. Common law marriage and Texas divorce introduces people to the basic concepts of common law marriage and how it may be relevant in your divorce. Also discussed is what it takes to meet the Texas statutory requirements of a common law marriage. Chapter 7. How long will my Texas divorce take? Discusses another frequently asked question in my divorce consult. How soon can I be divorced? Chapter 8. How much will my Texas divorce cost? Discusses the cost of a divorce. Although there is no single answer, I tackle the question and provide a guesstimate based on different possible scenarios and depending on how far down the divorce path the case travels. Chapter 9. 8 Tips for Reducing the Cost of a Divorce provides tips to help guide you in reducing the cost of a Texas divorce. Chapter 10. How Am I Going to Pay for My Texas Divorce discusses various methods that some people have utilized to pay for the services of a divorce lawyer when money was not readily available. Chapter 11. Does It Matter Who Files First in a Texas Divorce discusses the concern of many potential clients regarding whether filing first in their divorce case matters. For many, there is an impression that if they are not the first to file, they will be at a disadvantage in their case.